What was the feeling in with the members of staff and workers when it did close? Had it?
All I can say, I think the press wouldn't say that, there was mixed feelings. There's quite a number who blame the workers itself. There's a lot of people who blame the directors.
Because it was a shock for the community, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
I was living here at the time and remember thinking, gosh, you know, this really important employer in Glastonbury.
We were the main employer within Glastonbury. I mean, it was Clarkson Street, but in Glastonbury, we were the biggest employer. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us thought, well, where are we ever going to work in future? Clarks was running down as well, for different reasons. But we did think, and most of the people who had to go outside of Glastonbury then to work, they've been spoiled for years by working on their doorstep. But then they had to travel to go to work. And it came a bit of a shock.
Yes, it is rather nice, isn't it, if you can get to work within 10 minutes.
Well, yes, you just got on your pushback and you were there.
Yeah, yes.
But a lot of people were not able to, and never settled in a job outside of Moorlands, even if they perhaps they still had 10, 15 years working life in them. Mm. They were not able to adjust.
Mm. Well, I suppose for quite a few generations of one family, they were all been working there.
Oh,
so if
you had the time, you could go back and you could say 4 or 5 generations of the same family worked through. I think we had one family of Carters there at one time, where there was 4 generations working at the same time. I think it was about 8 or 9 members of the Carter family worked there. Mm. And there was families who worked there. And it became a thing. The mother and father worked there. The son automatically went there. A few of them broke away, but in the main, yes, it was families who'd been born into the business.
And the fact that the mothers worked, and presumably a number of daughters would as well.
Oh, yes, we're in the clothing department, which was the department which sewed up all the footwear. You had several generations of ladies there who worked there. The average life then of a woman who left school and went into a sewing department is only about 6 or 7 years was the average working life, because by that time they had left to have a family. So at one time when I was expanding, Mr. Jolliffe will tell you about this, there was a training department of about 100 machinists. So you had this throughput of women. It was, with the men, it was a bit different. They had a longer working life.